Imagine awareness as an element like water that can be used for traveling.
At this moment, your brain is perceiving the sound of my words in 4-second segments. The sound window is sliding along a string of sound events, like an environment slipping past. Feel the atmospheric vibrations as they are transformed into nerve impulses, allowing you to read the acoustic surface.
Attention comes in waves.
Look for a hatch into other realms of perception.
Follow your breath. Soft, focus your eyes.
Let the landscape unravel you.
As we animals evolved, the properties of our perceptual systems became tuned to the regularities of our physical world.
A living organism bonds structurally to its environment and to itself, bringing forth outer and inner worlds. In us, this emergence is intimately linked to language, thought, and consciousness. Clear breeze, break on clouded seas of clover and thyme. Watched bread fired in bowls. How can the smell of baking stray the sheep from their folds? You're looking inside or outside? Let the seat support your weight. Look at the palm of your hand. Examine the rounded patterns and ridges on your fingertips.
Halo.
Disc.
Contour.
Hot circle.
Roundhouse.
Orbit.
Circulation.
Rotation.
Cyclical.
Vuelta.
Breathing.
Seasons.
Enclosure.
Craving.
Place.
Tour.
Group.
Bubble.
Herd.
Roll.
Chorus.
Gyrate.
Horizon encircled by mists.
A horizon encircled by myths can unify cultures.
their stories under our feet.
Yeah.
Everything's a story.
Yeah.
There's only some way that we could get it to tell us.
The final approach is best made on foot to experience a sense of the place and adjust to the ancient rhythm of walking.
Quiet.
There would have been animal noises.
Still.
There would have been movement.
Distant cars.
There would have been sounds of far-off settlements.
Dammed water.
There would have been a rushing river.
Bracken crunching.
There would have been wind in the trees.
Dam through the door.
There would have been a view of the river.
Overgrown floor.
There would have been a smoothed floor.
Angled entrance stone.
There would have been strong entrance stones, standing erect, facing southeast.
No birds.
There would have been birdsong.
Barren hilltops.
The contours might have been dotted with people and trees.
New pathways mapped.
There would have been pathways and animal paths, worn from use, and perhaps created as well.
Empty house.
This circle would have been hung with necessities and equipment.
No fire.
The hearth would have been in almost continuous use.
No wood.
There would have been wood stacked for use in the fire, wood in the roof, and wooden tools.
No children.
There would have been the sounds of children playing.
No food.
There would have been food stored and cooking.
English spoken.
There would have been another language, other vowels, other consonants.
Maybe the interface with the past is happening at every moment.
Wet on the path of the crisp and alien lies the thread that leads to the past. Stale nerves and sturdy pen reveal the crackling of lives. It is through the present we connect to the past.
We are getting close to the site now. Feel the proximity of the ideal object that you've brought with you to share. A gift gurgles blind, close to the leets of the mind, close to tinners and men, locked tight underground. Is there any such thing as objectivity?
Perhaps only in degrees of longing for such.
So should we be afraid of what cannot be proven?
That is what interests us most about prehistory, the gaps that cannot be filled by scientific inquiry, only by leaps of the imagination.
It is valuable to understand the various fictions that pass for history.
But we also need to imagine a past and a future different from those that we've become accustomed to through convention.
We artists are keepers of human racial memory, archaeologists of the mind.
Mind is not a thing, but a process.
Look for a hatch into other realms of perception.
Do you see that rock? That rock over there? That rock taught us about sound.
Rocks are the elders of the earth. They're the keepers of the oldest memories and are sought out for their wise counsel.
There are a thousand ways, but this way is our way. We are farmers beside the trees and the water. Our animals provide for us. Occasionally we pilgrimage to the sea for salt and seaweed. We catch fish and eat them cooked in the sand, and if there is enough, we dry the rest. I've never known any other place to live. The paths between the community and the sea are familiar and well-worn by us and many of our neighbors. When I go to a new place, I make the story of the journey, and as long as I remember the story, I will know how to get there. I am 16, and I have one child. I am older than most at this stage. My mother is 31, and in good health for her age. New people often think she is my older sister. We rarely have new men into our community here. Mostly it's our men who search for a woman outside and bring her into the fold. I'm lucky I didn't have to leave. I love my home. With the recent warm weather and long seasons, our crops have been plentiful, the livestock healthy, and even the new trees that I planted several years ago are starting to come into form. They have now several leaves, and their trunks are less spindly. They may still be eaten by bugs and our animals, but I have hope that my little forest will grow and thrive. And my children or my grandchildren will benefit from my diligent foresight.
We make sense of the universe through metaphors that link our experiences together.
In personal connections and memory.
That's quite nice. A way of integrating actually the input of the course. The input of the course isn't just the books we've gone and read. You know, it's actually the people and the people we're with and our interactions with them.
Yeah.
So though we might not work directly with object relations, now we can still use that info. That's all in us now, isn't it? In our minds. I don't know, do a bit of a journey. A ranging journey, you know, that ranges from in and out of different times and different, you know, like now and things we've shared. And then and we will be sharing that moment because we would all be there.
Mm-hmm. Change occurs when one becomes what she is, not when she tries to become what she is not.
The final approach is best made on foot, to experience a sense of the place and adjust to the ancient rhythm of walking.